Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Personally, I think it's an excellent idea, and our group would be very happy to support that. As I see it, there are two issues. There is the policy issue as to whether the UN says we, to some extent, take ownership of the plate, not legally ownership, but ownership of the idea. And secondly, I'm afraid to say there's an intellectual property issue concerning the logo. And I do think that they are two separate things. I fully agree with our distinguished colleague from Poland that oftentimes the UN is too modest. It doesn't actually tell people what it's doing. And this can be very destructive because people don't realize that there's a lot of good work being done by the UN and its agencies around the world, which has a meaningful effect on people. So I think it would be marvelous if we could find some way of associating the UN with this plate. Now, originally, when we went through the different iterations of what the of how the plate could look, I remember at one point, but please correct me if I'm wrong, I remember at one point we even had this idea that it would say at the bottom that it's not just the Orvis number, but that it was issued in accordance with the UN model rules on permanent marking of rolling stock. So in principle, that could be a middle course, because I would hate that the intellectual property side would hold up the policy issue of showing that this is something that is authenticated by the UN. And I have to say that for countries, particularly working outside of Europe, seeing a plate with the wording on it that it is, if you like, this number is produced under rules which have been produced under the auspices of the UN, is a huge level of comfort. I can imagine that somebody looking at this in, say, Botswana would say, okay, this is not just a remote plate that somebody's put on the side of the wagon. This is something which has gone through a UN process, and it has been blessed by various committees up through to the UN system, and that gives people a lot of confidence in using that system. So ideally, I would say yes, it would be great if we could have on the plate both the reference to the UN and also the UN logo. I accept that the use of the UN logo will probably cause issues. And there will definitely be intellectual property issues there. And the way that that would have to be dealt with probably is for the UN then to appoint one or more agents, let's say, for example, the registrar, that only it would be allowed to issue with the logo on it, so that you had control of the logo. Otherwise, you'd have to license so many different people to actually put the logo onto the plate. And I can see that that would be a practical issue. And my suggestion, therefore, is if you look at this as two steps, therefore, the association of the UN with the plate, which could be recorded, and then secondly, the logo, that first step, I would suggest, could be on the agenda for the working party in November, which perhaps they could approve. It would be a proposal rather than a specific provision of the rules as they currently stand. And then with a suggestion then that there should be a more detailed evaluation of whether the UN logo itself can also be attached or incorporated in the plate, so that you do it as a two-stage process. Otherwise, it all gets held up by the intellectual property issues, and we find that it's 5 years before anything is really being done. And the important thing for us is that we start as we mean to go along. In other words, I'd much rather take half a loaf now and have the plate with the UN reference on it by using the official name of the rules without the logo. So at least when people are putting plates together now, they can actually put that wording on there rather than wait for a number of years before all the intellectual property issues are sorted out. And until then, you have no reference to the UN at all. So that my suggestion would be to take it on a two-step process. And if it is possible to have on the plate some wording which makes it clear that this is a product of a UN of the UN ITC at the end of the day, then I would be very supportive of that, and I think it would make a big positive difference.